In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This day was born the glorious Virgin Mary, a child of the seed of Abraham, a daughter of the tribe of Judah, a princess of the lineage of David. So begins the antiphon at Lourdes on this feast day. The feast of the Nativity of Our Lady is indeed what you might say a quieter one compared to many other Marian feast days. It is often overshadowed by that of Our Lady's Immaculate Conception. And indeed, that is a most wondrous mystery and a beautiful dogma which is presented to our belief by the Church. While it can be simple to reduce today to merely winding the clock forward by 9 months after Our Lady's miraculous conception, free from the stain of original sin, we must not forget the magnitude of today. We must not forget how ground-shaking her birth was. St. Augustine exhorts us that the day for which we have longed, the feast day of the blessed and worshipful and ever-Virgin Mary, that day is come. Let our land laugh and sing with merriment, bathe in the glory of this great Virgin's rising. She is the flower of the fields on which the priceless lily of the valleys hath blossomed. This is she whose delivery changed the nature that we draw from our first parents and cleansed away their offense. As one of the Church Fathers who compared Eve to Our Lady, this Bishop of Hippo deftly aligns the two women in parallel to reveal the role Mary played in our salvation. He continues, Eve gave birth to a sinner, but Mary gave birth to the sinless one. The mother of our race brought punishment into the world, but the mother of our Lord brought salvation into the world. Eve was the foundress of sin, but Mary was the foundress of righteousness. Eve welcomed death, but Mary helped in life. Eve smote, but Mary healed. For Eve's disobedience, Mary offered obedience, and for Eve's unbelief, Mary offered faith. But what sort of person came forth into the world on this day? What sort of person left her mother's womb and touched the very fabric of human and of our salvation? History. We can easily recall that famous scene of the Annunciation. When the angel had come to her, he said, Hail, full of grace. While this is certainly testament to the fullness of grace that Mary received when she was immaculately conceived in the womb of her mother, we can also say that at the moment of her birth, as a newborn infant, Our Lady could be rightly said to be full of grace. St. Thomas Aquinas teaches that the nearer one approaches to a principle of truth and life, the more one participates in its effects. But Christ is the principle of the life of grace. As God, he is its principal cause. The Blessed Virgin Mary, thus being nearer to Christ than any other being, since it is from her that he received his humanity, receives from him, therefore, a fullness of grace, surpassing that of all other creatures. Dear Sister Adorers, members of the House of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, today is an important day for you in the life you live, steeped deeply into the riches of the liturgy. As adorers of the Royal Heart of Jesus Christ, Sovereign Priest, as adorers before the Blessed Sacrament, which forms a large part of your vocation, you could say that it is your life calling to approach more closely this principle of this life of grace, this principle who is none other than our Lord. May our Divine King, whose heart you approach, grant you a greater participation in his graces under the maternal care of Our Lady, who first received the fullness thereof. Dear faithful, may we keep these aspirations too in our hearts, regardless of whatever vocation God has called us to live. Whenever you come here for Mass, for the sacraments, for even a brief moment of prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, you too approach this principle of grace which will be given to you in greater abundance for your spiritual life. In the difficulties of our lives, which can impede our spiritual progress, let us then find refuge in Our Lady's care for us. We have no better intercessor before our Lord than His own Blessed Mother. So then, may we celebrate the birth of our Heavenly Mother with all the joy that the Church sings in the antiphon for the Magnificat today. Thy birth, O Virgin Mother of God, was a message of joy to the whole world, for out of thee rose the Son of Righteousness, even Christ our God, who hath taken away the curse and brought a blessing, confounded death, and given unto us everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.